I said it before, I'll say it again. Healthcare.gov cannot be fixed. McAfee nailed it when he told Fox News that the back-end code is a nightmare and the site a hacker's dream.
The architecture of the system is outrageous. I mean, it's great if you're a small shoe manufacturer in Pocatello, Idaho, and you have 200 customers, but to try to support the volume of business that the Obamacare system had to support, it can't do it.
And it's so full of holes that, like I said, hackers are licking their chops. This system, truly, it has to be shut down and started over. You must start from scratch if this is going to work properly.
And when three IT experts were asked by Congress if the site was secure, they nailed it too.
Do any of you think the site will be secure on November 30th?
No.
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 And the no's have it again.
How long do you think it will be before the site could be secure? Just give me an estimate of months.
Hard to estimate.
I don't have enough information.
A long time.
Added to the outrage is the site's window into our private lives, giving the government, which nobody trusts, easy access to our personal info, which they can and will surely use against us.
A couple of weeks ago, it was pointed out that in the source code, there was a statement, you have no reasonable right to privacy or no reasonable expectations of privacy. And any data is submitted to this site can be used by any agency for any purpose. We're all going to be monitored by every agency of the government.
Not only agencies within our government who have legal access to it, but anyone can have access to our information.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There are no security points that can guarantee the security of our data or that our data is not being used against us by people of ill will.
Can this be fixed the way they're going about it right now? It feels like a real haphazard way with these artificial timelines to get it fixed and back up and running.
It will look good and people say, oh wow, I can get on now and I'm having no problems, but it's going to be so full of holes that no one in their right mind would use it.
And in spite of the White House fix, thousands who thought they enrolled will discover come January 1 that their applications were never received due to the flawed code.
Even for those who have managed to navigate through the website and enroll, or at least think they have enrolled, are finding that the information has not gotten to the insurers. We talked to a gentleman in Georgia yesterday who finally, after 2 months of trying, got enrolled on the website, but when he called the insurance company to confirm and get his card, was told they had absolutely no record that he had the policy. The White House will not tell us how widespread this problem is, but they acknowledge it's a problem.
It's a huge problem on top of the mess millions of Americans find themselves in, whose plans were canceled due to the liar's broken promises.
You can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you've got health insurance, you can keep it.
If you want to keep the health insurance you got, you can keep it.
If you like the insurance plan you have now, you can keep it.
If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan. Period.
Now Obama has added a comma to his period, heaping yet another fabrication to his mountain of lies.
Now, if you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
How did this nobody become president anyway? Billionaire Chicago Jews Betty Lou Saltzman, Penny Pritzker, and Lester Crown hired Jewish ad man David Axelrod back in the 90s to install the first black president that they could easily control.
Period.
But Americans aren't buying it. For now, with a broken website, broken promises, broken health coverage, it's time to repeal Obamacare and put the imposter out on the streets. Newsweek appears to be calling for it too with its Hit the Road Barack cover story this week. And Forbes magazine indicts Obama for changing Obamacare 5 times since the Constitution forbids him from changing an existing law apart from a congressional repeal. And now lawsuits filed by Hobby Lobby, Eden Foods, and Notre Dame are challenging Obamacare's anti-Christian birth control mandate that forces companies to provide morning after pills, encouraging the sin of fornication. But does Obamacare for the Constitution or the law of God. He backs killing babies in the womb, abortion, and the sin of homosexuality. With a broken system backed by an imposter that grants Big Brother more control over our lives and attacks the laws of God, it's time to throw the bum out and Obamacare with him.